Hello, this is Paul McCusker, executive producer of Adventures in Odyssey. Because of the intensity of a few scenes in today's episode, we don't recommend it for children under 8 years old. And as always, we hope that parents and kids are listening together as a family. I hope you enjoy today's program.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Connie, I was just wondering where you were.
Sorry I'm late. I was on the phone.
Are you okay?
Huh? Yeah, I think so. I called Rachel, Mitch's sister.
Oh? How was that?
Good. Almost surprisingly good.
Well, how is she dealing with his death?
It's hard. I mean, it's hard for everyone. But she seems okay. She's accepted it, I guess.
Have you?
Sometimes I think so, and sometimes I almost forget he's gone. Like, I'll see something funny, and I'll want to call Mitch and tell him about it. I'll even pick up the phone, but then I'll remember he won't be there.
Was it helpful to talk to Rachel?
Yeah, it was good to share memories about Mitch. She suggested that I fly out to Maine.
Oh, really?
She said it might help me deal with it, bring closure and all that. You know, Mitch died, and we had a memorial service, but that was all. It still doesn't seem real to me. Anyway, she thought it might help for me to see his gravesite.
That sounds like a good idea.
And I could meet some of his friends, visit places where he hung out. He told me all about it. I would like to see it.
I think it would be good for you to meet Rachel in person.
Yeah. So if it's okay with you, I'd like to leave on Friday. Could I get the time off?
Absolutely.
And with the headset on, it's like I'm right there in the game. I can even choose the environment.
What?
This one's Powderpuff Pamela's Pythagorean planet. Doesn't it look great?
Yeah, if you like pink. Look, it seems cool and all, but this Nova Box thing is from Novacom. I wouldn't go near it if I were you, Mandy.
Yeah, Alex is right. Anything from Novacom is bad news.
It's only a math game, Cal. It's fun, and it teaches you a lot. Rodney Rathbone has one, and I heard he aced the last math quiz.
He must have cheated.
Come on, we have to do our social studies assignment. Let's go to the kitchen table.
What's the assignment again?
Let's see. It says, as a group, come up with a theory about buying trends in your local economy.
And in English?
I think we're supposed to figure out what kind of things people buy and why.
I have enough trouble adding up my lunch money. You got anything to eat?
Check the pantry. We've got tons of chips and cola in there.
Cool.
What kind of trend should we study?
How about the trend of teachers giving hard homework assignments?
Buying trends. I guess we could go to the grocery store and find out what people are buying these days. What do you think, Cal?
Great. Are we done? Hey, Mandy, why do you have a birdhouse in the pantry?
It's mine. I just bought it, and I haven't put it up yet. It was a great deal.
But don't you already have a birdhouse in the backyard?
Yeah, but you can do a lot of things with a birdhouse. You can put birds in it.
Yeah, you never know when you might have a spare bird or two lying around. That's kind of weird, don't you think, Mandy?
Maybe a little eccentric. Oh, hi, Mom.
Hey.
Hi. Hi, boys. Hi, honey. Could you help me with some of these groceries, guys?
Here, let me help.
You bought another birdhouse, Mrs. Strasburg?
Oh, yes. I just had to have it. It was a great deal.
So I've heard.
We're going to the grocery store to research a school report, Mom. We'll be back soon, okay?
Dinner's at 6.
Okay.
Eccentric seems to run the family there, Mandy.
Well, it's kind of funny you should ask. There has been quite a bit of change in the local buying habits in the last 3 weeks.
Like how?
50 years it's been right here in this little grocery. Served your mom and her mom before and never seen anything like it. 50 years, I'm saying. 1 week it's fizzy cola. Can't keep it on the shelf. Can't abide the stuff myself. Does nasty work with my lower intestine, but there it was.
What was?
It.
Off the shelf like that. I couldn't stock it fast enough. You think it was gold. I tripled my order for the next week, but by then the tides had changed. Next week it was greasley chips. You ever taste a greasley chip? Oh, my. Harold, help that woman with her bags. Greasley chips. I was saying, whatever happened to eating lettuce? But after 50 years, I don't argue with the customer. So greasley chips it was. Sold them out like water to a man on fire. Of course, it tripled my order of greasley chips for this week. And now it's birdhouses.
Birdhouses? You're serious?
Very. I'm a very serious grocer. If I could build birdhouses with greasley chips, I'd make a fortune. But there it is. Harold, would you... I gotta go. A grocer's work is never done.
Thanks, Mr. Jenkins.
Oh, my pleasure. Bye-bye. Harold, would you please help that woman with her birdhouses?
Can you believe the birdhouse thing? Is that weird or what?
His whole story seemed a little odd. Everybody buys fizzy cola one week, chips the next, and now... birdhouses?
Strange. I wonder what's going on.
And how is this going to help us with our homework?
This is no longer just homework. I think we have a mystery on our hands.
Welcome to Maine.
Thanks.
You look just like all the pictures Mitch sent me.
What? He sent you pictures of me?
About every week over the internet. Mitch and Connie picnicking. Mitch and Connie at wit's end. Mitch and Connie having a ketchup fight. I have the whole collection.
Well, it was a mustard fight. We had a lot of good times.
Let's get your bag and get out of here.
Mystery. This will be great. I'm in the mood for a little excitement.
Okay, but no computer hacking, breaking and entering, or even slightly bending the law on this one.
Yeah.
What?
It's a long story.
Okay, so what should we do?
We need clues. We need facts. We should split up and ask a lot of questions.
Who are we going to ask and what are we asking?
Start with everyone who's got a birdhouse.
That's a great idea. They'll be easy to spot. We can tell them about our report for school and then ask a few questions about what they've bought lately.
Great. Then let's meet back at my house when we're done.
Hello there.
Hi. We're doing a report for school. I noticed you have a birdhouse out front. Could you tell me when you bought it?
The birdhouse? I guess I got that a few days ago.
And why did you buy it?
Well, it was a great deal.
I'm not really sure why I bought it. I'm allergic to birds, come to think of it.
Fizzy cola? Tastes like used fish tank water. You want a can, kid? Got plenty.
So, have you bought anything else you don't normally buy?
Oh, no. I'm on a fixed income. Social Security, don't you know?
Oh.
Hey, Mr. Castaneda. Got another order for you. Just sign here.
Oh, sure, sonny.
Where do you want them? I got two more crates.
Oh, just put them in the garage with the rest.
Wow. You must really love greasley chips.
Love greasley chips.
So strange.
Yeah, they all bought the same three things, but why?
Maybe they've all been hypnotized. Like that movie.
What movie?
You know the one.
No, I don't.
Sure you do. With what's his name? That guy? And that girl with spiky hair?
You mean the one who carries that thing around?
Yeah.
Are you guys talking in code?
No, it's that movie where the whole town gets hypnotized. All I'm saying is that this is just like that.
Oh, brother.
Look, isn't that Rodney?
What's he doing in my backyard? Hey, Rodney!
What? Oh, hi, what are you guys doing here?
I live here. What are you doing here?
And why are you wearing that helmet?
The this is my Nova Box helmet.
But why were you in my backyard?
Well, I'm sure you've heard about my math test. It's all because of this here helmet. I wear it all the time now, and I know just about everything there is to know about everything.
It doesn't work that way, Rodney.
Then go ahead. Ask me a question.
Okay. What were you doing in my backyard?
I'm not getting anything. Probably need you to change the batteries.
Then how about this question? Why are you hiding a birdhouse behind your back?
If I'm not mistaken, it's my birdhouse.
How can you tell?
It's pink.
I was performing a public service. I noticed from the street that your birdhouse was leaning to one side, and so I was going to take it to my garage and adjust it for you.
Is that where you were doing with the rest of them, too?
The rest?
In the pile you've got hidden behind the bush over there.
Oh, that rest. Of course. You see, it's all because of this helmet I'm wearing. It's not only made me smarter, it must have made me a better citizen, too.
Thanks, Rodney, but you don't have to worry about my birdhouse. I'll take care of it myself.
Sure, whatever you say. Here.
And I'm sure you'll be putting the rest back as soon as you've fixed them?
Yeah. In fact, I was just going to get started on putting them back right now. See ya.
Now that was weird.
Weird or not, I think Rodney may have just given us our final clue.
That's the drive-thru Mitch worked at in high school.
Oh, Ken's Burger Den, right? He told me about it. That's where he got fired for accidentally putting a raw hamburger patty on someone's sandwich.
The county health inspector's sandwich.
Oh.
Just a mild problem.
Well, knowing Mitch, his mind was on bigger things.
Exactly. Solving the economic plight of third world countries while assembling a burger. I remember how he said he was glad to lose the job. Now he could focus more on bringing justice to the world. That's back when he wanted to be a lawyer.
Or a superhero.
My brother is a chronic overachiever. Was.
Where are we?
The cemetery is through those trees.
I see it.
Do you want to be alone?
Yes, please.
I'll wait here. Take your time.
Robert Mitchell with his king. That's nice. You'd like that, Mitch. I know you can't hear me, but I'm gonna talk to you anyway. Because I never got to say goodbye, that's why. I never got to tell you how much you meant to me. I never even got to give you one last hug. It's funny, I mean, looking at it, looking at your grave, Mitch. It's true. It's real. But it sure doesn't seem possible. We had so many plans. We were gonna teach the fifth grade Sunday school class together. And you were gonna show me how to whitewater raft this summer. How could you just leave me? How could you leave me?
Connie, are you okay?
No, I'm hurt and I'm angry and I feel guilty.
Guilty?
For being so mad at someone who was murdered.
I know it's hard. I'm sorry.
I don't get it. Why did Mitch get so mixed up in this Novacom mess anyway? He was just asking for trouble.
I guess some things will always be a mystery. Sometimes I have to remind myself about Mitch's character and believe that he was only doing what he thought was right.
But there's so much mystery. I have more questions than I know what to do with. Rachel, I don't even know how he died.
Join the club. Since the investigation is still open, the FBI isn't giving out much information. Not even to family.
I can't believe how relaxed you are about all this. I'd be going crazy. I am going crazy.
Can I show you something else?
What?
This grave.
Justine Baker. Who's that?
She was a friend of Mitch's. They'd known each other since second grade.
Justine. Yeah, I remember him talking about her. But he never said that she died.
Let's go back to the house. We need to talk. Peppermint tea okay?
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite kind. Thanks. So what's the story?
When Mitch got a job in Boston at Galaxy Enterprises, he encouraged Justine to get a job there too.
Did she?
Yeah. She was hired as an assistant in the executive office. One day she was going through files and came across some memos about Operation Think Tank.
I've heard that name before. It was in a computer file.
Justine was smart, but a little too curious for her own good. After reading through the file, she suspected Galaxy was up to something illegal, or, at the very least, unethical.
What did she find?
I don't know the details, but I know she talked to Mitch, and he became concerned, too. So she went in the next day and asked a few questions. Unfortunately, she asked the wrong people.
What happened?
Here. Oh. Why don't you listen to this? It'll help you understand.
A tape?
It's from our answering machine. Mitch was home visiting that weekend, and we had all gone out to a movie. This is what we heard when we came back.
Mitch! Mitch, are you there? I'm on my cell phone, and it's breaking up. Please pick up. I'm in my car, and I think I'm being followed. I talked to Mr. Charles today about that memo, and he got really weird about it.
Did she say Mr. Charles?
Listen. Justine was found dead at the scene.
I had no idea.
Mitch told the police what he could, but they didn't have enough information to convict anyone. So Mitch decided to do his own investigation, and that's when he moved to Odyssey.
Why Odyssey of all places?
Mitch found out that Operation Think Tank had some connection to Campbell College through a board member, he thought, and the work was going to take place there.
The work? You mean the radio wave study?
He didn't know it at first, but yes, the radio wave study. And so he transferred to Galaxy's sister company, which had just opened a new branch in the area.
Novacom.
That's right. Mitch put into transfer as their community relations man as soon as it opened.
What was he looking for?
Anything. Mitch hoped that by playing on the same team as Novacom, he would be able to find information the police couldn't find. And, in the meantime, drop hints to anyone else who might be able to help.
So that's why he became Aram.
Aram was his way of secretly revealing some of Novacom's antics without exposing his cover.
Like the modem at Wits End, and those cameras at the shop in Connellsville.
And the memo about Eugene working on the radio wave study at the college.
I can't believe we thought Aram was a bad guy that whole time.
That's how he had to do it, to keep from being discovered.
Now he's gone. And there's no one in Odyssey to help us.
Isn't the FBI working on the case?
Yeah, but I don't think they know any more than we do. It makes me mad. I hate feeling so helpless. I want to do something.
Like what?
I don't know. But I am tired of sitting around crying about Mitch. He'd want me to take action. Wouldn't he?
He'd want you to be smart, Connie. Novacom is dangerous.
That's right, and they'll only get more dangerous unless somebody does something. What? Why are you smiling?
Mitch told me you had spunk.
He said that.
And I think, if he could hear you now, he'd be really proud of you.
I've always been a little unsure of how he truly felt about me. Now that I know he was only in Odyssey to investigate this.
Connie, Mitch wasn't friends with you in order to get information. I believe he loved you.
Really?
I never saw him so giddy over a girl.
Like on the giddy scale, would he be more, she's got a nice personality but a little annoying kind of giddy, or an I can't stop thinking of her kind of giddy?
On the giddy scale, he'd be off the chart.
Which side of the chart? Well, thanks, Rachel. It's good to know the real story.
All right, think about the clues. Almost all the birdhouse people also bought the fizzy cola, or the Greasley chips, or both. Then Rodney enters the equation.
With a pile of birdhouses.
And wearing the Nova Box helmet all over town.
That's right. I think it all links back to the Nova Box. I noticed that all the people in the neighborhood who had a Nova Box in their house also had the birdhouses, chips, and soda.
The Nova Box made Rodney steal the birdhouses. That sounds silly.
Everybody wanted the same things, even you, Mandy. I bet it's something like what happened in Odenton.
Wow, it is like that movie.
Don't start with the movie again.
Don't you remember the Odenton bug? It was all connected to a satellite box they tested there.
What?
Hey, even Mr. Whittaker will back us up on this one. The box made people sick. I don't think it was supposed to, but something didn't work right, and so the company took it all back.
I haven't gotten sick from the Nova Box.
No, but you bought a birdhouse when you already had one. Your mom bought one, too.
This can't be real. You mean the Nova Box makes people buy all this stuff?
That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
But my mom doesn't use the Nova Box. What do you say to that?
I didn't say it was a complete theory.
I think we need to take a look at the thing.
Then what? Are you going to turn off the lights and see if I glow or something?
Cool. Can we?
No.
At least turn it on.
Well, okay. It sounds creepy to me now.
It's not doing anything weird. It just looks like a game console.
Should we take it apart?
How? I can't find any screws.
We shouldn't be messing around with this. I'm turning it off.
Hear that?
What?
When you're up close, you can hear it humming, even after you turn it off.
It always says that.
It could be a fan to keep it cool.
What if it's like the cable box? Remember?
Yeah, right. Like the one Mr. Whittaker opened up.
Now what are you talking about?
He found this port thing that sent radio waves out. Like a ray gun or something.
This could be even more dangerous than we think. We better take it to Mr. Whittaker. Unplug it, Cal.
All right. Hold on, listen. I think it's still running.
Well, unplug it.
I did unplug it. It's running on its own.
You can't turn it off.
Rachel, what kind of restaurant are we going to? Should I wear... That sounded like... Hey, Rachel, did you hear that? That's the Arum sound. Is someone pretending to be Arum?
Connie, wait.
Wait? But that's the Arum sound. Do you use it too? Why is Arum's name on your screen?
Look, Connie, Okay. I'm going to tell you something. I don't think it's a good idea, but he keeps insisting.
Who?
You can't say a word to anyone. It's dangerous. You don't know how dangerous it is.
What's dangerous? What are you talking about?
Connie, Mitch is alive.
Mitch is alive? Where is he? And what has he been doing all this time? Oh, this changes everything. I can't wait to find out how. Meanwhile, it's good to know that people like Mitch, Connie, and Whit are keeping up their fight to find out the truth about Novacom, no matter how dangerous it's getting. As it says in Ephesians 6, verse 13, "Take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." As long as good people do what's right, we'll be able to win the battle against the things of this world that are evil. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Unraveling was written by Bob Hoos and Kathy Waringa and directed by Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer is Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.